Welcome back to Steelers Live, everyone. The Kansas City Chiefs had last week off while the Steelers were playing the Dolphins. They will meet Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern at Arrowhead Stadium. Coach Tomlin said with Andy Reid's track record, they know they have to be on point.
They're a rock-solid group, and you couple that with the men that coach, Andy Reid, Brad Childress, Coach Saunders, Eric Bieniemy, and others. They've got a top-notch group that's probably had, you know, a week plus to prepare for us. So we respect that. I saw something where Andy Reid is like 19-2 coming off of a bye week. I get that. But you're faced with daunting challenges this time of year. You don't need stats like that to wake you up to it. We're in the divisional round. We're going on the road. We understand that.
All right, Wolf. So last week, the Steelers used the motivation of getting their butts kicked week six against the Dolphins heading into the wild card weekend. Aren't the Chiefs doing the same thing this week?
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, that's exactly what they're looking at. They're looking straight down the barrel of a two-fisted shotgun pointing right at them. Look, the fact of the matter is, you know that this team has been sitting in wait for you for the last couple weeks. But again, as Coach Mike Tomlin said, we know that daunting tasks are what face us at this time of the year. So you know going into this. So the idea is keep the focus on the minimal things that you need to do. That is the fundamental things you need to do each and every play. Keep that focus intense. Don't let that gaze start to spread out over the shiny things that start to surround you as the playoffs start to unfold. You focus just on your job, getting your job only. Don't worry about the intrinsic things like the 19-2 record, so forth. You've got to take care of the business you can take care of and let everything else be as it may for others to handle.
You know, one of the things I liked about what Mike Tomlin said after the win over the Dolphins, you know, he referred to this time of the season and mentioned something to the effect that the nameless gray faces that we play now really don't matter. And in the sense of this, I agree with him. You know, the Steelers going into this game, you're now one win away from being in a game where the winner gets to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, it is that clear. A lot of times when you're playing in October or whatever, you know, you're just trying to play well or stack wins. You know, a lot of those things, your goals are, you know, either way off into the future or not really clearly defined. Or any of that kind of stuff. Right now, the rewards to me, you know, are very clear. They're very close at hand. And so who you're playing really shouldn't matter much in terms of motivation as opposed to where you are in this process. As I said, you beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. You get to play in the game where there's a trophy presentation at the end and the winner gets to go and play for the big silver football. You know, I don't know that really much else needs to be said in that regard.
So what is the key for the Steelers? You got the win in the wild card. You're on to the divisional round. What is the key to keeping everybody hungry but humble at the same time?
Well, I think the fact that you know how good these guys are, that helps you to stay humble. You stay hungry because you know your job isn't finished. Look, this is just beginning. You got a great win round number one in the wild card weekend over the Fins, right? You squished the fish and all that sort of stuff. Well, now is the time to get a little meat and barbecue in Kansas City. That's what I think you
want.
That's
on your agenda, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Forget them. Yeah, right. But anyhow, the focus is in Arrowhead. You know it's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. It's going to be about, number one, starting fast as an offense so that you can try to quiet that crowd a little bit. And then defensively speaking, you've got to make sure you are on your P's and Q's communicating because they got some great offensive weaponry. And, again, special teams has to rise to the challenge big time this weekend.
All right, a lot to talk about this week. That is going to do it for today's edition of Steelers Live. For our Steelers Nation Unite members, 10 yards today, double yards in the postseason. Our keyword, I just gave it away. I was going to ask you guys. It's postseason. Let's not get too fancy. So you can head to SteelersNationUnite.com on the homepage. Enter the keyword postseason to get your 10 yards.
I thought it was going to be tackle Tyreek Hill, but that's...
That's
words,
a little wordy.
I was so glad you didn't ask me what the word was after you revealed it because I
was going to have you guys guess, but I gave it away, so that wasn't fair.
I still might have been needing a few.
All right. Well, Well, all right. Postseason is your keyword. It's good till the end of Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining us. For Bob and Wolf, I'm Missy. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.